This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, from Psalm 78 through 83, Leroy tells how to avoid the snare of the good old days. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
A past issue of Reader's Digest carried a little feature called Answer Me This. One of the searching questions included was, why do so many teenagers who complain there's nothing to do during summer vacation have to stay out so late at night to get it done? But the one that caught my eye was this. How come nothing's ever what it was till it's gone? Now that is a question with profound spiritual implications. Because one of the greatest hindrances to the people of God has always been the good old days. During a test of faith, whenever we look back and long for the comfort and security of things gone by, we limit God. We see this in Psalm 78, where we read that in the desert, the children of Israel turned back and tempted God and limited the Holy One of Israel. Now, how on earth could someone limit an all-powerful God? Could a person stand on a railroad track and limit the progress of an oncoming freight train by holding out his hand to stop it? Could a surfer limit the power of an oncoming ocean wave? Yet the psalmist tells us that these people, whom God was leading through the wilderness, were actually able to limit Him. For one thing, they turned back in their minds and longed for the good old days under Pharaoh. They despised the food God gave them and longed for the leeks and garlics of Egypt. By that act, they actually claimed that they knew better than God what was good for them. God was fulfilling His promise to feed them, but they wanted to choose a more interesting menu. Pride and rebellion became a way of life as they doubted God's power and ridiculed His wisdom. They were constant grumblers because God did not always grant their various desires. That was Israel's sin. But Christian, we must search our own hearts and ask ourselves, is that our sin as well? Note the words carefully. They vex the Holy One of Israel. Not the unholy one, but the Holy One. God is out to help us, provide for us, comfort us. He desires what is best for us according to His wisdom. And yet we try to tie Him to our rules, our timetable, and our plans. One lesson comes to us loud and clear. We had better stop arguing with God, even if our constant argument seems more logical than what He has revealed. When God calls us to move ahead in faith, let us not hang back in fear, claiming to a comfortable memory of the past. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
To help you make the Word of God a priority each day, we'd like to send you a free subscription to Daily Walk, the Navigator's monthly devotional guide. Daily Walk is filled with practical insights on how to live a Christ-centered life. Write the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934. And ask for Daily Walk. That's the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934. Tomorrow, is your life a highway to heaven? Find out as we study Psalms 84 through 89 on Daily Discipleship.